Turn on the news and you can't help but hear of the problems of our world. The economy, terrorism, politics, gas prices, the Mideast. What's in store for mankind? Bible prophecy is about to intersect the human experience. Major events never seen before, yet predicted in your Bible, are coming on the world scene. Can we hope to survive? Stay tuned to Beyond Today as we take an in-depth look at prophecy and survival. Everybody's watching the Weather Channel. For over 25 years, it's captured the hearts and minds of America. Their CEO said, "It's about connecting to Mother Nature and about the awe and the majesty. It helps people understand their place in the world." It is interesting to observe weather patterns, the highs, the lows, the shifting fronts. It's helpful to know the forecast for weather to come. Now, nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ commented on this same fascination in Matthew 16:3. He said, "Do you know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times?" Jesus' point was that our interest in observing and predicting weather conditions should tell us something. We should also recognize and analyze the times that we live so we can understand not only our place in the world, but also what's to come. There is a storm on the horizon. Startling and frightening biblical prophecies tell that it will hit with full fury. Will you be ready and survive? Although the world is facing its darkest days of dangerous, severe weather, it's not all doom and gloom. The Bible is clear that both bad news and good news lie ahead. These storm clouds are a prelude to a wonderful world, such as we've never witnessed and can barely imagine. That was Jesus Christ's forecast, the perfect government of the kingdom of God. So keep that in mind as we examine what lies beyond today. Prophecy reveals that man will bring himself right to the brink of extinction. But it also reveals how we will survive. So as we look at these Bible prophecies, let's remember that God is always in control and does everything for a purpose, even if that purpose isn't always clear to us. God does foretell the future in Isaiah 46:9, saying, "I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times things that are not yet done." The amazing aspect is that God can bring to pass what He's foretold. The end of verse 11 says, "Indeed I've spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I've purposed it." Now, it's one thing to predict the future, but it's something else entirely to have the power to bring those events to pass. No human being has that authority. The best part about the future prophecy is that God not only predicts the future, but He allows people to understand what's coming. Notice Amos 3, verse 7. "Surely the Lord God does nothing unless He reveals His secrets to His servants, the prophets." Now listen to this. God has revealed specific aspects of the future, and He's recorded it for us in the Bible. God's Word is your only true source for understanding the future. Do you realize Jesus Christ predicted specific conditions and events that would happen before His return? Listen to what He said. "When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near." There's no doubt that Jesus forecast and summarized world conditions and events that will affect your life in the time leading up to His return. He gave us what you might call storm warnings as a sign of the end time. Are you ready to weather the storm? Will you recognize the prophetic weather? Do you know the first storm warning sign that Jesus described? Religious deception. Could you be fooled? The disciples asked Him in Matthew 24, "What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." Deceive you about what? Notice verse 5. "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." Did you notice the key words of Jesus? What did He mean by false Christs? Jesus Himself was saying that there would be phony Christianity, fraudulent Christian leaders, counterfeit ministers. You see, religion can be deceptive. Don't be conned. False Christianity can deceive even well-meaning people. Believe it or not, religious deception is clearly massive and it's widespread. That's Jesus' warning. A great religious movement. They would take his name, claim to represent him, but those same people would be deceivers. Today, most churches distort his message and preach a gospel about Christ, yet ignore the focus of his teaching. Many ask, "Do you know Jesus?" Yet they don't know what Jesus taught. He taught the gospel of the kingdom of God. So while teaching grace, he didn't do away with the law. In fact, it was only a few years after his death that this counterfeit movement was already well underway. They were preaching another Jesus and a different gospel. How is that possible? Because a real, devious mastermind is behind worldwide religious deception still to this day. Who? Your Bible says, Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. Don't be taken in by it. Some scoff at the idea of Satan's influence, or that there even is a Satan. But that's part of the deception. God's word clearly shows that he is the author of sin and death. Satan deceives the whole world. He's trying to subvert and thwart God's plan. He knows that if he can deceive humans into worshiping him, they'll deny the great Creator God and lose out on salvation. Satan has conceived a plan that will stop at nothing to deceive the world into worshiping him. Do you know how far Satan will go to deceive? He's going to possess one who will sit in the temple of God, proclaiming that he is God, and all the people of the world, except those whose names are written in the book of life, will worship him. Deception will grip the world through the inability to discern between right and wrong, between the true God and a false God. No wonder false religion is portrayed as a white horse in Revelation 6, going out conquering and to conquer. If you're to survive this storm of religious deception, you must pay attention to the prophetic forecast of Jesus Christ. You can open yourself up to deception when you don't love the truth. Study your Bible, read the words of Jesus Christ, and don't ignore the storm warning that he gave. Next, we'll examine how the winds of Bible prophecy will blow upon major world events, events never seen before, yet predicted in your Bible. They're coming on the world scene. How will this storm change your life? Will you be caught unprepared? Stay with us.
As the doors to the future open, only the Bible gives an accurate vision of progress, hope, and a future of peace to a world of escalating war. Now you can understand Bible prophecy as never before in this free publication by calling 1-888-886-8632 or going online at beyondtoday.tv. Discover the fundamentals of Bible prophecy. Reason from the prophecies yourself about today's news and discover the astonishing credibility of prophecies that all came to pass. Prophecies about the greatest nations today, of God's promises to save humanity from global destruction. Read about the coming progress beyond human imagination tomorrow. So call now, toll free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632, or go to beyondtoday.tv. Get your free copy of You Can Understand Bible Prophecy.
Survivalism. That's the term used for those anticipating and making preparations for a future collapse of society. Some survivalists prepare by stockpiling food and water, clothing, weapons, ammunition, and building a safe structure, all to help them survive an apocalyptic planetary crisis. Should you take this extreme view of the future? Did you know that Bible prophecy foretells conditions just over the horizon and explains what you can expect? It also tells us that survivalism is not the way to endure. Now, if we look at our world realistically, we must ask, can man solve his own problems? Human history says, he cannot. Did you know that prophecy not only tells of world conditions, but forecasts the coming of a new world? It will be a time of peace and abundance, the age of the kingdom of God. But before the world sees that wonderful event, there will be a time of trouble unlike any ever seen. That's why Bible prophecy often brings to mind images of fantastic beasts, horsemen, visions of God, and Armageddon. Can you survive the end of the age? How will you know its approach? Did you know that Jesus himself predicted specific events that would signal the end of the age? We've already discussed his first warning, false religion on a global scale. Do you know and understand the Word of God found in your Bible? Learn the truth. Don't be deceived by a counterfeit religion. Now, besides massive religious deception, Jesus Christ also predicted warfare. Your Bible says that conflict and warfare will increase as the end time approaches. Notice what Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 6. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Now, any good history book will tell us that there have been wars and rumors of wars since people and nations have existed on this earth. Mankind survived so far. We survived World War I, World War II, all the way to the present. Yet terrorism continues to remind us how dangerous and unstable our world and circumstances really are. And prophecy tells us it will grow increasingly worse. How then can conflict, combat, and all the buzz about them indicate that we're living in the end times? Well, Jesus showed that in the end time there will be certain nations and kingdoms that will dominate global events. These won't be secret happenings. It will be all over the newscasts. People will see these developments, but not understand them. Don't be like one of them. You can, and you should understand. This is where prophecy should just grab your attention. For the first time in man's history, there's a unique possibility that has never surfaced before. This exceptional situation will include two confederations of nations that are already on the rise today. Europe, to the north of Jerusalem, and a great Muslim confederation to the south. The Bible refers to them as the King of the North and the King of the South. Now, your Bible reveals that the red horse of war at the end of the age will bring about a system that's created with the desire to control and yet bring peace to the earth. You're probably familiar with what it's called in Revelation 13. It describes that northern governmental system and the man leading it as the beast. By a series of miracles, nations in crisis will be persuaded to surrender their sovereignty and actually worship the beast, asking, who is able to make war with the beast? He makes war on the true people of God, and he has authority over all tribes and nations. Imagine a true worldwide superpower. This is not from some movie script. This is straight from the Word of God. Now, opposing this European beast power will be the King of the South. Do you see that underpinning of that kingdom right now? Don't be fooled. They're already on the world scene. By now we know that the catalyst of radical Muslim terrorism and the concept of some Muslim groups is that a great caliph or ruler must arise out of the Islamic religion. These keys connect the prophecy of Jesus' warning of wars and rumors of wars with the very end time. Think of it for a moment. Has our world become a safer place? There's no doubt. It remains dangerous and unstable, and prophecy tells us it will grow increasingly worse, making survival a formidable challenge. Do you know what other major events Jesus predicted would increase and intensify before his return? When he answered his disciples' questions concerning the signs that would precede his return and the end of this age, he mentioned there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Certainly nature can be a cause of famine, but quite often war and poor government can also be prime factors. Think about it. Could you have survived the Ukrainian famine from 1932 to 1934? This was Stalin's state-sponsored attempt at genocide, where 6 to 8 million people starved to death. Now that incident pales in comparison to 1960, when China's political mismanagement, coupled with bad weather, resulted in the starvation of 20 million people. Famines are not a thing of the past, or simply relegated to some African country. Imagine future headlines of your newspaper announcing terrible drought that leads to the starvation of millions. Do you know what symbol Christ used to foretell this awful circumstance? It was the black horse and its rider in Revelation 6. Can you visualize a severe famine that brings about food prices 12 times higher than normal? That is, if you can even get food. Drastic food shortages will make it challenging to survive. Now there's another kind of hunger. It's in the spiritual realm. It's a famine in our country today, just as the Bible predicted. But this is a spiritual famine of the Word and the proper worship of the true God. You see, spiritual compromise has led to spiritual hunger, because wrong religion always leaves you hungry. How can you survive and have your spiritual hunger satisfied? Devour the truth. Would you recognize that nourishing taste? Get to know the real Jesus, what He really taught, and follow how He lived. That's the only way to the kingdom of God and ultimate spiritual satisfaction. So imagine enduring false religion, war, and famine, and then to be faced with another challenge to your survival: disease. Can you visualize the rider of the pale horse, death, with the clout of disease epidemics? Perhaps the worst natural disaster in history occurred at the end of World War I. There was a sudden mutation in the flu virus, and it killed an estimated 25 to 40 million people around the world in only 18 months. Today, one expert researcher says the flu has the capability of becoming a spark in a remote corner of the world that could start a fire that scorches us all. You see, when a super flu like that of 1918 hits, experts say it could set in motion a disease pandemic on the scale of what Jesus predicted, killing hundreds of millions. These dreadful occurrences punctuate the startling words of Christ as He said, "All these are the beginning of sorrows." Facing the future will take more than survival of the fittest. Your hope cannot be in self-survival, because your subsistence is not dependent on any human being. The Bible reveals what's ahead for your world. Stay tuned.
You can understand Bible prophecy. Discover the fundamentals of Bible prophecy. Reason from the prophecies yourself about today's bad news. Discover the astonishing credibility of ancient prophecies that all came to pass. Only the Bible gives an accurate vision of progress. Call now, toll free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv. You can understand Bible prophecy.
While the news about the Middle East seems to get worse, you can get understanding of where it's going in your free subscription to the Good News magazine. See why Jerusalem will remain at the center of the news in articles that regularly keep you up to date in the direction of our world. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632, or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free subscription to the Good News magazine.
Americans have interesting views when it comes to religion and prophecy. Polls show that only 36% of all Americans believe that the Bible is God's Word and should be taken literally. Yet on the other hand, if 5 Americans were in a room, 3 of them would say they believe that the events predicted in the book of Revelation will come to pass. That's 60% compared to 36% who hold that belief. Millions of Americans believe that the Bible predicts the future and that we are living in the last days. What do you believe? Nearly 1 in 5 think that they will live long enough to see the end of the age. Bible prophecy and today's world conditions, they certainly seem to substantiate this. Have you thought about how current events are leading to that time? Without a doubt, Jesus Christ certainly did. Now, earlier in the program, we discussed his prophecy of major trends that would increase and intensify before his return. These developments include false religion, war on a global scale, famines and diseases. He called these dreadful events the beginning of sorrows. Have you considered what will happen if this time of unparalleled turmoil is allowed to continue? Jesus said that if that time of troubles were not cut short, no living thing could survive. Nothing will compare to that time. This unprecedented era will prove to be so dangerous that all life on earth will be threatened with extinction. Unless God intervenes for the sake of His people, all living things will die. Humanity will be brought right to the brink. But Jesus prophesied that God will intercede to stop man's annihilation. With all these terrible events that will come to pass just ahead, is there a way that you can escape the trouble to come? What can you do? What should you do? Jesus said that events leading up to His return would take most people by surprise. He compares the near future to the time of Noah, when they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they didn't know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man. So will you continue to think that life will go on as usual? People ignored God's warnings from Noah until it began to rain. They were dead wrong. How can you survive that time? Although the Bible is clear that no one will know the exact time of Christ's return, Jesus said that His followers should be able to recognize the signs leading to it. We've already mentioned many instances that give us explicit details to help us know when that time is near. God doesn't want you to live in darkness, so this day should overtake you as a thief. He reminds us that when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the doors. You see, at that time, Jesus Christ will literally return to earth, and in that day, His feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. Do you realize that the kingdom of God, God's government, a literal kingdom, will be established right here on earth? No more corrupt human governments. He will rule over physical peoples, and nations of all languages will serve Him. His kingdom will never be destroyed. This is the good news that will emerge from the bad. Now, will you be ready for the time of the end and the return of Christ? Your Bible vividly describes man's attitude, his approach and outlook in these terms. In the last days, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, ungrateful, lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Now, would you say that accurately describes our world today? Imagine people so utterly selfish and self-absorbed that they're blind to the increasing danger signs all around and taken by surprise. Now, if you're to survive, you must follow God's instructions and be prepared. Not with survivalist provisions and gear, but by being spiritually equipped. Jesus is coming to establish the kingdom of God, so you must be prepared by staying alert and being spiritually ready. The prophecies in the book of Revelation tell us to remember what you've received and heard, obey it, and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. You see, the time is now. It's now to wake up and repent. Now, that doesn't mean to feel sorry for what you've done. Repentance means to turn around, to go from living a way of breaking God's law and turn around to go the other direction of keeping His way. We have to do something. We can't just feel something. It requires a change in direction to a daily way of life where we strive to learn more of God's way and put it into practice. God's Word gives us plenty of direction so we can be spiritually prepared for the prophetic times ahead. His Word says, "Let us not sleep. Watch and be sober. Put on the breastplate of faith and love. Be on guard. Keep on the alert. Pray in order that you may have the strength to escape all these things. And hold fast and repent. You see, God loves us, and He sent His Son to die a death we deserve. What a blessing it is that He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So when you hear the words Bible prophecy, what comes to your mind? It must be more than just dates, times, charts, and revelation, or even fear. Our response to prophecy should be to take stock of ourselves. Have you taken a hard look at your life? Be diligent. Put your personal spiritual house in order. What kind of relationship do you have with your Creator? One of the most encouraging aspects of prophecy is knowing that God has promised to watch over and care for His people during this time of unprecedented worldwide trouble. He tells us that, "Because you have kept my command to persevere, I will also keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come on the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." Just after this frightful time of trouble, God will usher in a tremendous new era. The good news is that Jesus Christ is returning to establish God's kingdom, a wonderful time of world peace and happiness. What a different perspective. If you prepare yourself spiritually, this can be a time of confidence, hope, and joy. Make it your goal to be on guard and not weighed down with the worries of life so that day comes on you suddenly like a trap. But keep on the alert. Watch at all times, praying in order that you may have the strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before Jesus Christ. We can have faith in God and His word of hope. As we dedicate ourselves to follow Him, we can look forward to fulfilled prophecy and survival.
You can understand Bible prophecy. Discover the fundamentals of Bible prophecy. Reason from the prophecies yourself about today's bad news. Discover the astonishing credibility of ancient prophecies that all came to pass. Only the Bible gives an accurate vision of progress. Call now, toll free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv. You can understand Bible prophecy.
Your Bible describes prophecies of catastrophic end-time events. How can you survive? Jesus Himself is warning you so that you can prepare for such terrible times ahead by getting right with God. Remember to seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. If you do, you can look forward to a bright tomorrow. So when you want to understand your future, remember our program. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.